77th chapter, subject matter, deliverance of Shalya. That's where, after talking with his charioteer, the son of Daruka, Pradyumna could understand the real position. Therefore, he again refreshed himself by washing his mouth and hands. Thus, properly, he armored himself, bow and arrows. He asked his charioteer to take him near the place where the commander-in-chief of Shalya was standing. During the short absence of Pradyumna from the battlefield, the commander-in-chief of Shalya, namely Duman, frustrated the position of the soldiers of Yadu dynasty. Immediately on his appearance at the battlefield, Pradyumna stopped him in doing so and smilingly immediately struck him with 8 arrows. By 4 arrows, he immediately killed his 4 horses. By 1 arrow, he killed his chariot driver. By another arrow, he cut into 2 his bow. By another, he cut into pieces his flag. And by another, he cut his head, separated from his body. On the other fronts, heroes like Gauda, Saptaki, Shamba were engaged in killing the soldiers of Shalya. The soldiers who were staying with Shalya on the aeroplane, they were also killed while fighting. And after thus being killed, they would fall down on the ocean. This way, each party began to strike the opposite party very severely. The battle was fearful and dangerous and continued for 27 days without any stop. That's where, while the fight was going on in the city of Dwarka, at that time Krishna was staying in Indraprastha along with the Pandavas and King Yudhishthira. This fighting with Shalya took place after the Rajasya Yagya performed by the King Yudhishthira was over and after Shishupal was killed. When Lord Krishna understood that there was great danger in the city of Dwarka, he took permission from the elderly members of the Pandava family, especially from his aunt Kunti Devi. But after taking their permission, he immediately began to start for Dwarka city. Lord Krishna began to think within himself that while he came in Hastinapur along with Balaram, and after the killing of Shishupal, his party men must have attacked Dwarka. Just after reaching Dwarka city, Lord Krishna saw that the whole city was in great dangerous position. He immediately placed Balaramji for the protection of the city, and he himself asked his charioteer, Daruka, prepare for starting. He said, within quotation, Daru, please immediately take me in chariot where Shalya is staying. You may know also that this Shalya is very powerful, mysterious man. Don't be afraid of him, even very slightly. Quotation close. Daruka, as soon as he got the order of Lord Krishna, he got him seated on the chariot and drove very quickly toward the direction where Shalya was staying. The chariot of Lord Krishna was marked with the flag bearing the insignia of Garuda. The soldiers and warriors of Yadu dynasty, as soon as they saw the flag, immediately they could understand that Lord Krishna was on the battlefield. By this time, almost all the soldiers of Shalya were killed. But Shalya, when he saw that Krishna as had come in the battlefield. He released a great powerful weapon, and it was flying on the sky with roaring sound as if a great meteor. It was so much shining that every direction became bright on account of its presence. But as soon as Lord Krishna appeared there, he tore the great weapon into hundreds and thousands of pieces by releasing his own arrow. After this, he released 16 arrows upon the body of Sallo. Lord Krishna attacked the aeroplane of Sallo by throwing thousands of arrows upon it. Billions of the arrows.
F.L.A. 19, dated March 3, 1970, Krishna chapter 77, continued. After this, Lord Krishna struck Shalya with 16 arrows, and he overpowered the aeroplane with showers of arrows, exactly like when the sun is there in this clear sky. He overpowers the whole sky by unlimited number of molecules of sunshine. Shalya also played his tactics, and he tried to injure the left side of Krishna, on which Lord Krishna was carrying his bow known as Sango. The strike was certainly very severe, and as a result of which the Sango bow of Lord Krishna became displaced from his hand. This kind of displacement of Krishna's bow from his hand is also wonderful. Great personalities and demigods were observing the fighting between Shalya and Krishna became too much perturbed by this action of Shalya upon the body of Krishna, and they began to exclaim, "Alas, alas!" Upon this, Shalya thought that he has become victorious, and with roaring sound began to address Lord Krishna as follows, within quotation: "You rascal Krishna, you kidnapped Rukmini forcibly, even in the presence of us, and you baffled my friend Shishupal to marry her, and again in a great assembly of King Yudhisthira, Dasya, Jagga, while my friend Shishupal was a little absent-minded, you took the chance and killed him. In this way, everyone thinks that you are a great fighter and nobody can conquer you. So just now, you'll have to prove your strength. But I think if you stand before me a little more, then with my certain arrows, I shall send you to such a place where from you'll never come back." Listen close. Upon this, Lord Krishna replied, "To foolish Shalya, unnecessarily you are talking nonsense, and you do not know that your last moment of death is already up on your head. Actually, those who are heroes, they do not talk much. They practically prove their prowess by practical exhibition of chivalrous activities." Quotation close. After saying this, Lord Krishna, in great anger, struck Shalya with his club so severely on the collarbone that he immediately vomited blood from inside and began to tremble as if he was going to collapse in severe cold. By the time the club of Krishna returned to him, Shalya, immediately taking the opportunity, became invisible by his mystic moment. A mysterious unknown man came came before Lord Krishna and bowed down on his lotus feet and began to submit before the Lord, crying loudly and saying as follows within quotation, "I have been sent by your mother, Devaki, to inform you about an unfortunate news. Your mother, Devaki, has sent news for you that you are the most beloved son of your father, Vasudev, who has now been arrested by Shallo and taken away by force, exactly in the same way as a butcher takes away the animal mercilessly." Quotation close. When Lord Krishna heard this unfortunate news from the unknown man, for the time being, he became very much perturbed, exactly like a human being. There were signs on his face by which it appeared that he became too much aggrieved, and exactly like an ordinary human being, he began to say as follows in a piteous tone, "Oh, I am surprised how it could happen, because my brother, Lord Balaram, is there, and it is impossible for anyone to conquer over Balaramji. He is in charge of Dwarka city, and I know he is always alert on this point. How it could be possible that Shallo could enter the city and arrest my father in that way? Whatever he may be, Shallo's power is limited. So how it could be possible that he has conquered over the strength of Balaramji? And how he has taken away my father, arresting him, as described by this man? Alas, the destiny is, after all, very powerful." When Sri Krishna was thinking like that, immediately at that time, Shallo brought before him a man arrested, exactly resembling Vasudev, his father. These were all creation by Shallo, by his mystic power. Shallo began to address Krishna within quotation, "You rascal Krishna, see, this is your father who has begotten you and by whose mercy you are still living. Now, just look over how I kill your father, and if you have got any strength, just try to save him." Quotation close. The mystic juggler, Shallo, speaking in this way, immediately cut off the head of false Vasudev before Lord Krishna. And without waiting a moment, he took away the body, the so-called Vasudev, dead, went up and sat down on his aeroplane. Lord Krishna is self-sufficient, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, because he was playing the role of a human being, for a moment he became very much depressed, as if he had actually lost his father, and thus became too much aggrieved. But in the very next moment, he could understand that all these were demonstration of the jugglery mystic power of Shallo, which he learned from the demon Maya. Immediately after this, he came to his self-consciousness and could see that there was no messenger, no head of his father, but Shallo had left that place and gone up to his aeroplane, which was flying on the sky. Now he began to think of slaying Shallo, who was expert in creating mystic phenomenal disturbances. Next paragraph. The sudden overwhelming of Krishna because of his father being killed, although it was not a fact, is a controversial point among the great authorities and saintly persons. How Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all power and knowledge, could
be bewildered in such a way. Lamentation and weepment, bewilderment, these things are possible on the person of a conditioned soul. Then how such things could act on the person of the Supreme, who is full of knowledge, power, and all opulences? Therefore, Lord Krishna's being misled by the mystic jugglery power of Shalya is not at all possible, but what was displayed by him, it was because of his pastimes, playing the role of a human being. Great saintly persons and sages who are engaged in the devotional service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and thus have achieved the greatest perfection of self-realization. By such self-realization, they have had already finished the bewilderment of a bodily concept of life. Lord Krishna is the ultimate goal of life for such saintly persons. How then Krishna can be bewildered by the jugglery, mystic power of Shalya? Therefore, the conclusion is that Lord Krishna's bewilderment was another opulence of his Supreme Personality. Next, when Shalya thinks that Krishna was bewildered by his mystic representation, he became very much enthused, and with greater strength and energy, he began to attack the Lord by showering volumes of arrows upon him. But such enthusiasm of Shalya can be compared like the speedy march of the flies into the fire. Lord Krishna, by his unfathomable strength, very soon injured Shalya fatally by his arrows. His armor, his bow, the jewel on his helmet, all of them became scattered into pieces. Simultaneously, by the flashing of his club, Shalya's wonderful aeroplane crashed into pieces. The wonderful aeroplane thus fell down on the sea after being torn into pieces. Shalya was very careful, and instead of being crashed along with the aeroplane, he managed to jump over the land, and with great care, he again rushed toward Lord Krishna. When Shalya was coming to attack Krishna with great force, along with his club, Lord Krishna cut off his hand along with the club. Then at last, deciding to kill him, took up his wonderful disc, which was shining like the brilliant sun at the time of dissolution of the material creation. Lord Sri Krishna stood up with his disc to kill Shalya. It appeared just like the red sun rising upon a mountain. Lord Krishna then cut off his head along with his earring and helmet, and Shalya's head fell down on the ground. Shalya was killed exactly in the manner as Indra, the king of heaven, killed Pitrasur. When Shalya was thus killed, all his soldiers and followers began to cry, "Alas, alas!" When the soldiers and men of Shalya were crying on account of Shalya's death, the demigods from heavenly planets began to shower flowers on Krishna, and they trumpeted the victory by beating on drums and bugles. Just at this very moment, other friends of Shishupal as Dantavakra appeared on the scene to fight with Krishna in order to revenge the death of Shishupal and others. And Dantavakra appeared before Lord Krishna. He was very, very angry. Next part. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Krishna 77th chapter, describing liberation of Shalya.